As we've been hearing, momentum is building for significant reform to the political donation laws on the back of Sam Dastyari's ill-fated dealings with Chinese interests. Former New South Wales Premier Nick Greiner has proposed a ban, not just on foreign entities, but also on all Australian organisations, such as businesses and unions. He says donations should be restricted to individuals and capped at $2,000. Nick Greiner is speaking with political editor Alison Carabine.
Nick Greiner, good morning.
Good morning.
You're keen for the major parties to negotiate some sort of a grand bargain on donation reform. How would you see that working?
If it's going to happen, I suspect you get to a tipping point, and we might be at it, where there's a chance for this to happen, because precious little that's useful has happened over Australian political history. So I think there is an opportunity in a timing sense now to have a go, if and only if the major parties are fair dinkum. How it would happen, frankly, I think you need the organisational leadership to be involved, and you need to have some accepted principles, of which I think are, firstly, you're looking at a national scheme, because state schemes and federal schemes are a recipe for achieving not very much. Secondly, you need a commitment to real-time disclosure. And I think perhaps most importantly, you do need an overarching principle that it needs to be competitively neutral. Because whilst no one really says it, the reason this doesn't happen, it's because neither party is going to sign up, and understandably so, sign up to something which will put a structural bias into the future system of campaign funding, which will disadvantage one or other of the major parties.
So the rules that you are proposing, they have to be uniform and they have to be competitively neutral. Would it include a blanket ban on organisations donating to political parties, whether it be business groups or unions for that matter?
Well, that's my preference. But yeah, I think it's what's happened in some other jurisdictions around the world. And I think short of that, you get into this nonsense that we're frankly in now, where in some states you've got some industries banned. So I personally think that restricting it to individuals, I mean, is individuals vote. Individuals, seems to me, are the real fount of political freedom and freedom of expression. So leaving aside what the courts might do with it, I certainly think that that's the right direction, the direction of organisations being banned. Otherwise, I think you'll find a bit of a Swiss cheese outcome.
But we can't ignore what the courts might say about such a proposal. Don't organisations have a right to make donations? Isn't that what the High Court found back in 2012 when it upheld the right of political communication, which is inherent in the Constitution?
That there ought to be a way, whether it's a ban, a cap on the amount. I'm sure if there's a will amongst the major parties, they'll be able to find technically satisfactory ways of doing it. Or otherwise, frankly, we ought to stop, whipping ourselves with a feather and carrying on as the broad community does about these things. Because if you don't stop organisations, and on a competitively neutral basis, from significant involvement, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
But one calculation is that if your proposal was adopted and there was a ban on organisations making political donations, there would be a 90% reduction in contributions to the major parties. Labor would be left with about $700,000 a year, the Liberal Party just over $1 million. Can a modern major political party survive on that?
Well, no, but they do get public funding at both state and federal levels. And at the worst, if it was to require some increase in public funding, I could cope with that. I think I'm not personally, I don't think this is the most important issue about it. It obviously gets a run every time there's sort of a nonsense episode like Mr. Dastyari at the moment. If you're serious, then you've got to try and take on some of these wicked problems. What doesn't work and won't work and is 100% guaranteed not to work is sort of cherry picking and saying, oh, well, we're going to ban foreign donations. Fine, I'm perfectly happy with banning foreign donations. It will make essentially no difference to the broad outcome and the broad public lack of trust and confidence. So I just think if we as a nation or community are serious about it, you do need to take a broad, holistic approach. You do need parties to endeavour to make, a grand bargain.
Well, Nick Greiner, as you say, this issue has re-emerged because of the nonsense surrounding Sam Dastyari. Why do you think a Chinese interest would pay the legal and travel bills of an Australian politician? What would be in it for them?
Clearly, they're doing it because they see it as buying better access. That's why companies like that would do that. Yeah, I don't think it particularly is useful, and it certainly isn't useful in terms of the way the public sees things. The serious issue is the longer-term erosion, and I think continuing erosion, of public confidence in the political system because of repetitive stories on both sides of politics over an extended period of time.
And considering that breakdown of confidence in our political system, if there is no reform, could that turbocharge the need for a federal anti-corruption body along the lines of the ICAC?
There is no reason for the federal government, federal jurisdiction, to not be, not to have some form of anti-corruption body broadly similar to what almost all the states now have. That might be an outcome. I don't think that's the best outcome to the campaign financing. The best outcome to campaign financing is to have some across-the-board, both parties, national approach that will at least mitigate the problem, if not eliminate it.
Nick Greiner, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure, Alison.
That's our political editor, Alison Carabine, there speaking with the former New South Wales Premier, Nick Greiner.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.